Now, Gordon, I'd like to invite Gordon to come and join me here at the front. There's a microphone here, Gordon. You either stand with it there or take it out, whatever you're most comfortable with. It's not so long ago, Gordon, that we put a picture of you up on the OHP, and everyone's turned out today, so it didn't scare them off. But we spoke about the possibility of you joining us here at Northolt Park as an interim pastor for about 5 months, and you're here today in the flesh. So it's great to have you with us. We'd like to welcome you. We know that there's going to be lots of opportunity to get to know you over the next 5 months. We don't want you to feel too overwhelmed straight away. But we thought we'd spend some time in the service getting to know a little bit about you, finding out who you are and what you do. So to kick us off, would you mind telling us where you come from, what part of the world you come from? Tell us a bit about your immediate family too.
I'm from Cape Town, which is the southernmost city of South Africa. I have my wife, Annette, who is a career guidance counselor, and she's not able to come for the whole time because she has to run her business. She's hoping to study in Ireland for about a month in May and then join me at the end of May, beginning of June, for the last few weeks while I'm here. If you would like to pray for us, I think pray particularly for her, because suddenly everyone is gone and the nest is empty. Our son and his wife, who've been married for 2 years, have now moved to Australia just 2 days ago to work there for at least 3 years. Our daughter got married earlier this month and has moved to Italy, to Siena, where her husband is also studying and they're working there. Now I've gone. So for that time, so please pray for her. I'm in email and telephone contact, and she has a good support group back home. But I'm sure you can understand just the difficulty of the last few weeks with everyone leaving.
So we can begin to fix their names in our minds. You mentioned your wife's called Annette. What's the name of your son and daughter?
Our son is Ryan, and our daughter is Amy.
Okay.
Our daughter-in-law is a medical doctor. So, and then the son-in-law was a part-time lecturer in economics at University of Cape Town, but he's doing his PhD in economics at Siena. So we're not sure exactly what he's going to end up doing. Okay. And Amy had her gap year after high school at Stratford-on-Avon in 2003. She loves Shakespeare, and we have cousins there who are both medical doctors and used to give her all the tickets for the Shakespeare play. So it was a great time for her too. She's majoring in history of art.
Thanks, Gordon. Can you tell us what it is you do in Cape Town? What's your job there?
I work as a full-time lecturer at the Cape Town Baptist Seminary, mainly in the field of systematic theology, including Baptist principles, hermeneutics, ethics, Christian doctrine, and comparative religion. And then I sometimes do in-depth New Testament studies as well, depending on the need of the time.
So just about everything then, really.
I'm a generalist rather than a specialist.
Okay, well, that's great. But you've not always worked in a seminary, have you? You've done some work in churches before, so can you tell us a little bit about that?
I spent a year in England in 1970-71 at Cliff College in Derbyshire near Sheffield, and then I worked with Youth for Christ full-time for 4 years, and that's where I met Annette. She was on the committee, and we've been married since 1975. I then studied further to do the London University BD at the Bible Institute of South Africa, which has links with where you have been working for many years. And then I became part-time youth pastor at the Fishhook Baptist Church while I was studying. And then I became the first full-time pastor, you could say the pioneer pastor, of the Somerset West Baptist Church. We met in a school, and then a few years later we were able to move into our own building once we had a piece of land, and I'm very grateful for how the work has grown there. It's 26 years old now, but it has a congregation of several hundred people with 3 full-time pastors, and that was where I was then for those 6 years. I've lectured at the University of Fort Hare for 5 years, and then also been at the seminary for 15 years. But I have been involved in leading home cell groups, home Bible study groups, and on the church leadership at a church in King Williamstown, and then at the Claremont Baptist Church, Cape Town, for about 15 years. So I've kept my involvement in the church, but I haven't been the full-time pastor of the church.
Thanks, Gordon. Now, Gordon, I know that normally academics, when they have sabbaticals from seminaries or Bible colleges, they'll take themselves off and write a book or a couple of journal articles and so on. So what is it that's driven you to actually to look for a church to contribute to the life of?
I think I have had two previous sabbaticals where I've done just that, and I've taught full-time at seminary. So in one way, it wasn't much of a break because I worked as much as before and even more because the classes were larger, but it did give me an opportunity to travel. But I have felt the need to spend some time in ministry again, just as I weigh up the last few years before I come to retirement. And this seemed a really good opportunity to have a change from just lecturing at a seminary. I think another thing is that the church where I've been involved in the leadership went through a difficult time with what was called a conflict resolution process. There were a few issues, and it led to a few problems and people leaving the church. And that really stirred me up to want to both avoid that kind of thing, but also to be able to have some input for the health of the congregation. Mm. So I think a number of things have come together in this way to make this change for this sabbatical.
Okay. So we have to hope that we don't put you off spending your last few years in ministry. No, I'm getting back to seminary. Can you tell us a little bit about what you expect you'll be doing here amongst us at Northolt Park Baptist Church?
I think that process started yesterday when I got to know the deacons, and it will be getting to know the people, thinking about their gifts, their calling, their interests, their ministry, and the particular character of the church. What are going to be those opportunities that God can use this congregation in growing, in making an impact on the neighborhood, and just generally building up the church and seeking to prepare it for the future. I am praying that God will do something that will be a blessing to you and an encouragement to everyone.
Thank you, Gordon. Can you tell us, just to begin to get a little insight into who you are, could you describe for us one or maybe two at the most, briefly, some really significant moments in your spiritual walk with the Lord?
Well, apart from things like when I worked with Youth for Christ, we arranged a Billy Graham crusade in Johannesburg. I had to make a slide tape presentation of that. So I remember going to Gary Player's ranch where he was staying, that kind of thing. But that was something that was arranged by the organization. On the personal level, I would say it has been answers to prayer. I remember praying particularly for our son when he was not quite 6 years old, that he would really come to know the Lord. And within about a week, he came and asked me and said he wanted to do what he's been hearing about at church and give his life to the Lord. And he's been a very strong and growing Christian. He serves in the worship team, plays the guitar, sings, and is very involved. So I'm very grateful for that answer to prayer. Also, an experience I had on board ship that I don't really have enough time to mention now, but when I was coming back from Cliff College and we had a Bible study outreach on the ship for the passengers who were interested in coming when someone came to know the Lord, but it was at a particular time when I had this conviction I must go and pray for the fellow who was leading the study that morning and speaking to someone afterwards. And I can tell you more about that another time, maybe at the prayer meeting. But it was another example of God putting in my mind to pray for a certain thing and seeing that actually been answered. And I think the other thing would be guidance when I've had to make when I've had calls before, back in 71 and in 87, I've had three calls at the same time. And it's quite a thing when you sometimes have specific scripture or you don't have specific scripture that seem to guide you, where God has given me, I think, quite clear guidance on things. So that has been encouraging to me. So it's a topic that I'm interested in.
Great. Well, thanks very much, Gordon. That will do for the moment. Just stay there for the moment. Do please say hello to Gordon. Get to know him. We hope that we don't overwhelm you too much, Gordon. But we also want to extend hospitality to you as much as we can. We want to welcome you in the name of the Lord. We trust that your time with us will be truly beneficial and honouring to God, both for you and for us as a church. We want this to be a great time of spiritual growth in all sorts of ways for us as a body of Christ people. And we trust that with God's help, it will be so. We'd like to pray for Gordon now, and David is going to come up and lead that time.